Much grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. The text for this morning's message is our reading from Revelation 7, and our focus is on these words from verse 12. Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen. You may be seated. Well, we are on our final week of this five-week series called The Five Solas. Just as a reminder, we unpacked this series of The Five Solas, this back to basics of our faith, especially in this day and age when there's so many things out there where people are saying, this is true. And so it can be kind of confusing, and that's why I thought it was good to get back to the basics of our faith, what we believe. And it boils down to these kind of five simple phrases, and we've been going through them. We started off with Scripture alone, and then we went to grace alone, then faith alone. Last week was Christ alone. And today is our fifth sola, God's glory alone. Now, I find it kind of ironic that we're unpacking this fifth sola, God's glory alone, on All Saints Sunday. Now, why is it ironic? Well, because, you know, when we come to All Saints Sunday, we kind of think about the saints, right? In fact, you might even go so far as to say we kind of end up glorifying the saints. What I mean is we glorify the saints in heaven, right? Those who have gone before us in the faith, those who believed in Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior and then died in that faith, and now they are in heaven celebrating, rejoicing, and waiting for the day of resurrection when Jesus comes again. And that's just it. We glorify them. We're like, they were faithful. We love them. Everything that about their life, we should cherish about them. But then again, we also glorify the saints here on earth. That's you. That's me. Remember our reading from 1 John 3? The love the Father shows us that we are called children of God. And then he says, that is what we are. We are children of God. We are the saints. We are the holy ones. Therefore, we rejoice. We glorify ourselves. It's ironic that we're focusing on this sola just simply because on All Saints Sunday, we tend to focus on the saints and not necessarily focus on glorifying God. Which is why I always love every single time we come to this point in the church year that we have this reading from Revelation 7, in which the Apostle John paints this vivid vision of heaven for you and for me. But as we go through this vision, as we look at it and ponder it, I want you to look at where the focus is. It starts off with, I looked and behold a great multitude that no one could number from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages. Look at that. Lord's promise to Abraham way back in Genesis 12, your descendants will be as numerous as the sand on the seashore, as numerous as the stars in the sky. It's coming true. Just kind of picture it in your mind, just a crowd, and you're just going farther and farther back until you cannot even see them anymore. It's so big. And they are wearing these white robes, and they're holding palm branches in their hands. And then notice what is happening with this crowd, along with the angels and the four creatures and the elders and all these other symbolic figures here. They are crying out in a hymn of praise, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." And then they all say, "Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." And they keep singing it and keep singing it and keep singing it. Look what they're doing. They're giving all glory to God. They are glorifying God because they have been brought out of this great tribulation while they were still here on earth. This moment of intense heat, intense persecution, intense trials and temptations, and now it's over with. They are glorifying God because they are now in the presence of their shepherd, Jesus, forever. He is sheltering them with his presence. They are glorifying God because hunger and thirst and the scorching heat of life in this world and every single tear that is shed in this life, it's gone. It's gone forever. No, it's not even, no memory, gone forever. So as John paints this portrait for us here, you'll notice that the focus is not on the saints. They are present there, that is for sure. But look what they're doing. They are glorifying God. They are focusing on him. They are glorifying him, and they are glorifying him alone. And you and I want to join in with them. Now, that was a seamless transition. We want to join in with this hymn of praise that they are singing, right? But all too often, when we are presented with this vivid vision of John, we have two reactions to it. One is indifference, and one is envy. Indifference. I know what you're thinking. Pastor Ben, how is it possible that you can be indifferent to such this mind-blowing, jaw-dropping vision of heaven that John is presenting to us? Well, let me explain and give you an example. Let me give you a little personal insight here. There is nothing I love more than for one of you to come up to me and say, "Man, that was a great sermon, Pastor." In fact, I covet it. I love to hear it. In fact, I wonder how strange it would be if someone came up to me and said, "Pastor Ben, praise Jesus for everything he's done." You see, we may not outright think or say it, but in big and small ways, when we live this life, aren't we really seeking glory for ourselves? Aren't we seeking people to glorify us? Do we not want everyone to heap a hymn of praise over us, singing with loud voices, "Look how faithful they are. Look how much they have done. Look at the words that they said. Look how much they've served and loved and given and done everything for the work of the kingdom. Look how many sacrifices they made for the sake of the gospel. Look how much time and effort and that they spent doing all these things, saying all this, putting themselves in harm's way. Look at the virtues they've cultivated. They've been so loving and patient and kind and compassionate." Don't we seek that? But then, I suspect for many of us here, our reaction to this vision here is envy. I mean, they're up in heaven, right? Oh yeah, they're up in heaven. And we're still here on earth. They have passed through this veil of tears, and we are still shedding ours. Oh yeah, they're up there, they are celebrating, they're having a grand old time, and we are down here going through every kind of tribulation, trial, and temptation possible. And yes, I'm not just talking about the suffering that you and I as the saints go through along with the rest of humanity, like COVID, cancer, broken relationships, lost jobs. No, we're talking about a specific tribulation that only the saints go through, and that is a test of faith, where you and I are asking questions: is God good? Does God actually see what's going on in my life? Does God actually care that I am going through the ringer here? Does God love? Is God in control? Knowing just how bad my sin is, will God really forgive me? So, you cannot picture yourself glorifying God when you're either seeking glory for yourself here on this earth, or when you are suffering great tribulation. Well, brothers and sisters in Christ, I want to invite you one more time to look at this vivid vision that John paints. But this time, I want you to look at it with this question in mind: why? Why are they glorifying God? Again, it starts off with this crowd, this great multitude no one could number, every nation, tribe, peoples, languages. What are they doing there? How'd they get there? Oh, God gathered them. God brought them into his fold. God went to the four corners of the earth and gathered this countless crowd. He did it. And then they're standing in white robes. How did they become white? Because of how faithful they were? Because of everything that they accomplished in this life for the sake of the kingdom? No, because they are washed clean in the blood of the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the entire world. And they're holding these palm branches in their hands. Palm branches. Well, these are symbols of victory. Not their victory over their sin in this life. Not their victory of how they improved day after day after day. No, they're shouting out victory. That God has won. That God has defeated their sin. That God has defeated death itself. That God has defeated their main enemy, the devil. And then John takes this huge crowd and reduces it down to the most intimate interaction with every single believer. And you notice that God is doing everything for every single believer. He is sheltering them from this horrible world that we live in. He is feeding them. He is giving them something to drink. He is leading them to living waters. And he is wiping away every single tear from every single eye. The saints are glorifying God because he alone does everything and has done everything for his saints. And that applies to you and to me, the saints here on earth. Because God does everything for you and for me, he alone gets all the glory. Oh yeah, we may seek our own glory. We may seek that hymn of praise to be heaped upon us. Look how faithful they are. Look how sacrificial they are. Look how virtuous they are. But the saints, they join in the hymn of praise to God, that he is faithful when we are not. That he sacrificed himself on the cross and shed his own blood for all the times that we failed to sacrifice for others. That he makes us righteous. He makes us good. He makes us holy. He makes us loving. Because it is his righteousness, his goodness, his holiness, his love. That's what counts in our words and in our actions. To God be the glory. And whenever we suffer any kind of trials or tribulations, great or small, whether we suffer illness or calamity, natural disaster, evil in this world, or whether we suffer because our faith is being tested to the breaking point, God is there. He is right there, sheltering you with his love. He is feeding you with his grace. And he is wiping away all of your tears because he cares for you more than you can ever imagine. To God be the glory. And one day, brothers and sisters in Christ, all of our striving, all of our effort, all of our pain and sorrow, all of sin and death will be gone, and we will be standing right there with the crowd. And we will be wearing our white robes, holding palm branches in our hands, and we will be singing at the top of our lungs, amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen. No, I'm not done yet. So to wrap things up, yes, it is All Saints Sunday. And while we do not glorify the saints, either in heaven or on earth, we do honor them. We do remember them. And we do cherish them. But more than anything else, we join them as those who have received God's grace in Jesus Christ. Those who have been washed clean by the blood of the Lamb, those who are sheltered by him, fed by him, and our tears have been wiped dry by him forever, glorifying God for everything that he has done for you and for me in Jesus Christ. Yes, to him alone be the glory. Now and forever.